Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
And joining us for her first episode of It Takes a Village is the Director of Mission Services and Pastoral Care at Felician Village. Welcome in, Barb Spees. And hello, Barb.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, doing fine. Congratulations on the Director of Mission Services and Pastoral Care. So let's talk a little bit about your background.
Sure. I came here from Cardinal Stritch University, which is in Milwaukee, or was in Milwaukee. They've since closed. There, I served as a communication professor for 20 years. I was also, most recently, their director of mission. So Stritch used to be a Franciscan university. It was started by Sisters of St. Francis 86 years ago. The mission there and the mission at Felician Village are really similar because of that Franciscan background. Blessed Angela started her congregation with assistance from Capuchin Franciscan friars, so that, you know, Franciscan heritage is a strong part of our mission here at Felician Village. And I've been involved with the larger Franciscan family for years. So when I came here, it was really like coming home.
Oh, it's great. And Barb, I'm sure everyone is glad to have you with us here. So as Director of Mission Services and Pastoral Care, there's also three letters after your name. Those are OFS. What do those stand for?
Those stand for the Order of Franciscan Seculars. I'm a secular Franciscan. Mm-hmm. The Secular Franciscan Order, it's an order in the Catholic Church of mostly lay people, and the lay people that want to live out their lives in the secular world with guidance from the teachings of St. Francis and St. Clare of Assisi. Those were saints that started, I mean, they're, you know, big name saints. People know, especially who St. Francis is. Mm-hmm. But they started this this worldwide movement 800 years ago that really has just crossed all borders and is has lasted over centuries. They have a message of peace and a message of caring, especially caring for those who are least able to care for themselves and to follow the gospel, and that's really impacted a lot of people. So I've been part of that particular area of the Franciscan family since 2008, that's what the OFS is.
Understood. So, you say St. Francis and St. Clare of Assisi, you know, the big saints or the rock stars of saints, if you will. And I think the last two popes have made St. Francis a very popular saint to follow. So what does the Director of Mission Services and Pastoral Care do?
So my role here is really to oversee some of the operational aspects of how the mission of the sisters is integrated at Felician Village. So we're emphasizing core values, and those values are compassion, transformation, solidarity with those in need, justice and peace, and finally respect for human dignity. Mm-hmm. And it's really important that our staff feel that they have a supportive, safe, and positive work environment. And also, similarly, we want to make sure that our residents feel that they're comfortable with practicing their faith here. We're a religious institution, and we respect every individual's, you know, cultural and ethnic and religious preferences. So my role is to assure that we all make sure that that happens, that people feel safe in their practices and safe in their environment, but also that our management team's agendas and decisions really center around that mission and core values. So I'll, you know, provide perspectives from Catholic social teaching and from the church's moral tradition to help our ministry in its decision-making process.
Very interesting and very compassionate, too. So what does the difference of being a Felician ministry make in the lives of residents and the staff there?
So really, day to day, the mission of Felician Village is to continue the healing ministry of Jesus by providing compassionate care that respects the dignity of each person that we serve. And so we do that by assuring that each area of the ministry connects with our mission and that we're really implementing a program of spiritual care services across the entire campus that meets the needs of our residents and of our staff. So what my team does is we coordinate prayer rituals, liturgies, worship services with sensitivity to diverse faith traditions. We also celebrate, and it's coming up soon, our annual Mission and Heritage Week in the very beginning of October. It starts on the Feast of St. Francis, October 4th, and so that's kind of like our, mm-hmm. our kickoff to the big party.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And it's really important. We do this to remind us of, you know, why the sisters started their caring work here and all that we continue to do. That we make sure that our service to the residents and to the community, you know, matches that mission that the sisters started with years ago.
You know, it has been such great chatting with you, and I look forward to talking with you more, Barb. Director of Mission at Felician Village, we'll talk about all sorts of topics relevant to older adults, the community, and just being a good person. Does that sound great?
Sounds good to me.
Awesome, Barb. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.